Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
Fukuoka is home to many scenic gardens, and one of these is the Japanese Garden, located at the south entrance of Ohori Park in Chuo Ward. Have you ever visited? This garden, created using the techniques of traditional Japanese landscaping, is full of beautiful features to explore. Covering 1.2 hectares, it's one of the largest gardens in the prefecture. A path encircles a large central pond, allowing visitors to enjoy the changing beauty of the seasons while strolling through the garden. Inside the garden, there's a tea house and, on the first, third, and fourth Tuesdays of each month, the Tea Ceremony Hall, or Chakaikan, is open to the public for free. You can also enjoy matcha tea for a small fee. Currently, at this relaxing oasis in Fukuoka, the Ohori Park Japanese Garden is holding a special summer-only nighttime art event called Sora. Set against the backdrop of a historic Japanese garden, the event combines cutting-edge digital technology with traditional Japanese aesthetics, creating an enchanting nighttime experience like no other. Projection mapping is displayed on various garden features inspired by natural landscapes, allowing visitors to follow the light as they explore the grounds. This immersive experience expresses the Japanese worldview that spirits reside in all things, a unique cultural concept brought to life through modern visual art. It's a new way to experience Japanese culture, inviting you to connect with its quiet depth in a garden that transforms completely after dark. The event runs through the end of September, from sunset until 10 p.m. So, why not stop by to cool off and enjoy a peaceful summer evening?
Life in Fukuoka.
Now I have information from Fukuoka City. If you're a recent resident of Fukuoka, you may not know about this incident. But for those of you who have been here for a while, did you know about the drunk driving accident that occurred in Fukuoka City on August 25th, 2006? This year marks 19 years since that drunk driving accident, which killed three children on the Uminonakamichi Ohashi Bridge in Higashi Ward. In response to this tragedy, Fukuoka City has undertaken various initiatives to eliminate drunk driving. Drunk driving is a crime. You must not drive a car, motorcycle, or ride a bicycle after drinking alcohol. You must not lend your vehicle to a person who's been drinking alcohol, nor should you encourage or offer alcohol to someone who intends to drive. You must not get into a car knowing that the driver has been drinking. Driving under the influence of alcohol lowers your attention and judgment, which can delay your ability to detect danger, lead to excessive speeding, and increase the risk of traffic accidents. Also, if you see someone driving in the way I'm going to describe, it's possible that person is driving drunk. If you see someone driving like this, please report it to emergency services by calling 110. Signs of a drunk driver include stopping the car well before the stop line when stopping at a stop sign, not starting the car up again when the traffic light turns green, weaving or unsteady driving, and repeatedly accelerating or decelerating abruptly. Each and every person needs to take action and say, "I will never drink and drive, I won't let others do it, and I won't turn a blind eye." Let's all work together to eliminate drunk driving. That was information from Fukuoka City.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there was that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.